This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Bruchim Abam. Good to see everybody. Daf Vav Amud Beis. We have a great question. Until now, we've been discussing the topic of Yadois Nedarim. Whether Yadois is definitely a concept by Nedarim. Either we learn it out from Ish Ki Yidar Nedar, and the double Lashon teaches us Yadois Nedarim Ki Nedarim, or we learn out Yadois Nedarim from the Zeros, Ish Ki Yidar Nedar, Nazir, Lahazir, we learn out from the Zeros. And there's a machloikis whether Yadayim Shein Meichicha is having Yadayim or Loi Havi Yadayim. That's a machloikis between Abaye and Rava. Abaye holds Yadayim Shein Meichicha is having Yadayim. Rava holds Yadayim Shein Meichicha is Loi Havi Yadayim. We have a question by Gittin, whether Yadayim works by Gittin. Ultimately, the Gemara says that Abaye holds that even though Yadayim Nedarim can Nedarim, but Abaye is of the opinion that Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that by Gittin, Yadois Gittin, that you need Yadayim Meichichais, Abaye would say, no, you don't need Yadayim Meichichais by Gittin, but Rabbi Yehuda holds Yadayim Shein Meichichais, Loi Hav Yadayim. The Rabbanan hold Yadayim Shein Meichichais, Havin Yadayim by Gittin. Rava holds that by Nedarim, Yadayim Shein Mechichos, Loi Havi Yadayim, but by Gittin, they would be Yadayim, because a person will not divorce their friend's wife. So, one thing we know, Yadois Nedarim Kinedarim. Also we know, Yadois Gittin are also, is effective. So Yadois works by Nedarim. There's a Machlokes, Abaye and Rava, whether they have to be Mechichos. Yadois work by Gittin. There's a machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan, whether they have to be Mechichais. But one thing's for sure. Yadois work. Yadois are effective, both by Nedarim and by Gittin. Now we're going to discuss whether Yadois are effective by Kedushin. Now, by Kedushin, you need to have an Amira. Kedushin is effectuated in three ways, because of Hashara Babiya, but you also need Amira. You can't just give a woman a wedding ring and stand on the chuppah, you have to say Hareya Mekudeshesli. But what if you say a quasi-statement? Now the question here is not if you need Mechichais or Eino Mechichais. We're asking more basic than that. Do you need to say a full statement by Kedushin, or is a partial statement effective? Even before we get into, well, does it have to be a partial statement that's indicative, that's compelling or not compelling, we're not even discussing whether it has to be compelling or not. We want to know, is there an institution of partial statements by Kedushin? Boy, Rapapa. Yesh yad le Kedushin oiloi. Are there yadois for Kedushin or not? So Gemara wants to know, hey, chidami, what's the case? So one possible case is, Ilema da amr la le'isha. You say to a woman, Hareya mekudeshesli. Behold, you're married to me. And then va'amr le'chavrata, and you say to her friend, there are two ladies standing there. They're Sprinza and Yenta. By the way, whenever they're two women, you know, their names are always Sprinza and Yenta. That's just a klal that we established many mesechtas ago in Yevamos already. Okay? There's Sprinza and Yenta. And you turn to Sprinza and you say, Sprinza, Hareya, Mekudeshesli. Then you turn to her friend, to Yenta, and you say, Ve'at Nami, you too. So Gemara says, Pshita, that's obvious. Hainu Kedushin Atzman, that is Kedushin itself. Now the question is, it's very nice you said to Yenta, you too, did you give Yenta any money? If you didn't give her money, it can't work. And if you did give her money, in other words, if you gave woman one a wedding ring, and you said Hareya Mekudeshesli, and you gave woman two a wedding room, and you said, and you too, then obviously that's Kedushin. You know, even if Yadois wouldn't work, that's an obvious statement of Kedushin. So what exactly is the case? Did you give her money? Did you not give her money? The Gemara doesn't say. Look in the Ran. The Ran, top Ran, says, Boy Rav Papa, yesh yad le Kedushin. Afilu biyad moichiach kami baile. The question here is, even if it's a compelling yad, mi amrino, do we say, nehi deloy israbi luhu yadais? It's true, there's no pasuk by Kedushin that includes Yadois Behedya. So the Rambam is bothered by a question. What do you mean, is there Yadois by Kedushin? It's not like we have a drasha to say that Yadois work for Kedushin. We have a drasha by Nadarim, we have a drasha by Naziros, but we don't have a drasha by Kedushin. So you say, well, we didn't have a drasha by Gittin either. So that's sort of what the Ran is saying. We would gamrina b'mamatzinu b'nedarim. We would make a mamatzinu from nedarim. Mamatzinu is, we could apply laws of the Torah from one place to another, even without an explicit drasha, unless you have a reason to differentiate. Or do we say, ein yad. Yadois do not work. V'afilu moichiach. Even a yad moichiach would not work by Kedushin. Now, why would it work by nedarim and not work by Kedushin? The answer is, the nedarim shani. Nedarim is different. The chamiri. Nedarim is very chamor, da afilu b'dibura ba'alma chayli. Nedarim is so chamor that you don't have to do an act, you could just have a statement. So since it's so chamor that you could just make a statement, a partial statement would work. Masha'in came b'kedushin, but by marriage, a statement doesn't work, you need an act. So since there's a halacha that we're lenient by kedushin, that it's not going to work until you do an act, so then maybe you also need a full-fledged statement. Masha'en kem b'kedushin she'en tzrichen eza maisa kesef ashtar oibia. So in other words, the shaila is, do we say, just like by nedarim, partial statement works, so too by kedushin? Or do we say, well, no, maybe only by nedarim, where it's so chamer, it's so stringent, we even allow statements without acts, so maybe even a partial statement would work. But by kedushin, where it's a requirement, we're lenient that it's not going to work until you act, maybe a partial statement won't work. So now, regarding what we asked before, did you give this second woman money? Let's see a little bit further in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ela kagoyin de amar la isha. You said to a woman, Harea mekudeshesli, behold, you're married to me. Va'amar la lechavretim, you said to the friend, Ve'at, and you. You didn't say, and you also. You said, and you. So now the question is, that's a yad. Mi amrina, and do we say, ve'at nami, amar la lechaverta. Do we say, and you also, he's saying to the friend. Do we interpret his words, and you also, meaning I'm marrying you also. Ve'tavsi ba'kedushin, and kedushin is chal. Lechaverta, or maybe ve'at chazoy amar la lechaverta. Maybe, and you look into whether you're interested in marrying. He said to the friend, v'loy tafsi ba kedushin lechaverta, and the kedushin is not toifes. Meaning, if he gave money to one woman and said, marry me, and he said to the second woman, and you also, then that's not a yad. That's explicit a proposal of marriage. But if he says to woman one, well, behold, you are married to me, and the other woman, he said, and you, what does he mean, and you? And you also? Or does it mean, and you, think about whether you want to get involved in this kind of relationship also? Now, the question is he giving the second woman money or not? If he gave her money, then obviously he wants to marry her. And if he didn't give her money, then how in the world could the marriage be effective? So the Ran says something very interesting. He gave the first woman 2 prutais. He gave the first woman 2 prutais. One for her, and one potentially she could act as a shliach on behalf of the other one. So it's not explicit kedushin. After all, he didn't give money to the second one. But it will be effective because he said, and you. Look in the Ran, the Amar La Leisha Hareya Mekudeshesli, V'nasan La Shtei Prutais, V'Amar Lechaverta V'At, Mi Aminan V'At Nami, Amar La Lechaverta, V'Chi Amra Denichala, when she says she wants to be married, Hava Mekudeshes, the Chaverta Kibla B'Shlichusa, her friend accepted it for her, K'dekaimelon B'Perek Ho'ish Mekadesh, the Isha Nasa Shliach Lechaverta. However, the Ran says that you can't say that he gave a pruta to the first woman and a pruta to the second one, because then there would be no question at all. He's not saying, and you consider whether you want to get married or not. Obviously, he's proposing to her. Or do we say, look in the next round, Oidumah v'archazoy amar la l'chaverta? You'll say, how could you interpret it that he's saying, and you consider whether you want to do this? It's not mashma that way. Even though it's not mashma that, v'yad moichiachu, and it's a compelling handle, d'va'at nami kamar, it's compelling that he's saying, and you also, maybe we say there are no yadois for kedushin. Kivan de ein yad, maybe because there are no yadois, loy mahani hanach kedushin. It's not affected. V'amrinan va'ad chazoy kamar, and he's saying, and you see if you want to do this. Now, the Gemara continues. Umimi boy leila Rav Papa. Did Rav Papa have such a shaila, whether the institution of yadois applies to kedushin? V'hamida amar le Rav Papa la Abaye. But Rav Papa once said to Abaye, "I can't believe it. Does Shmuel hold by kedushin yadayim that are not compelling are yadayim? Misavar Shmuel, does Shmuel hold yadayim shen mechichas haven yadayim? That implies that Rav Papa holds yadayim work for kedushin. He just holds they have to be moichiach. So how can you say Rav Papa had a question whether the institution of handles work for kedushin? But Rav Papa once expressed incredulousness. No, there had is a better way to say it. Incredulity. How do you pronounce it? Incredulity. Alan is giving me official approval. Rav Papa once expressed surprise, that's easier to say, that Shmuel held non-compelling handles work. That implies that he held handles work, it's just they have to be compelling. So how can you say Rav Papa wasn't sure whether yadois work for kedushin, but we know he held that the yadayim do work, they just have to be moichiach? So McLeod the Svir Leila Rav Papa, the Yeshra Yad LeKedushin. Look in the Ran. V'hamida Amar Leila Rav Papa LaBaye, Misavar Shmuel, Yadayim, She'in Moichicha, Is Havin Yadayim. Gabi Kedushin, in Mesech LeKedushin, Parakam the Kedushin. McLeod the Svir Leila Rav Papa, the Yeshra Yad LeKedushin. Dimidoloi Metame, Ela Biyad She'in Moichiach, the fact that he only questioned a handle that's not compelling, McLeod the Moichiach, that proves pshitale da have a yad, that it is a yad. Says the Gemara, no. Really, I'll tell you, Rav Papa wasn't sure whether yadois work for kedushin. The reason why he was incredulous about Shmuel is he wasn't sure that yadois worked. But one thing he knew, that if they do work, it can't be they work even if it's not moichiach. So he's just discussing, really, also, he happened to know Shmuel holds that yadayim have to be moichiach for kedushin. So, irrespective of what Rav Papa's personal shita was, which may be that he's not sure if they work or not, he was just asking about the opinion of Shmuel. So, the Ran does not have the word chada in his gersa, but migu mai desvir leila Shmuel amar leila Abaye. Regarding what Shmuel held, Rav Papa was talking to Abaye. Says the Ran, Dinahid Rav Papa Mesafgalei, it's true Rav Papa is Mesupa, Didilma Ein Yad LeKedushin Klal. Maybe Yadois don't work for Kedushin. Mi Eloi Motzi Lak Shuyi Alad. You can't ask on him, the Shmuel, from Shmuel, Didilma Iyus Rele Deyesh Yad. He holds Yadois work. He was just asking a stira one onto the other. Now the Ran, on the first wide line, asks a very interesting question. Do yadois work by gittin? Yeah, we had earlier, it's machlokes, Rabbanan Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds, yadayim she'enu mechichos loy havin yadayim. The Rabbanan hold, yadayim she'enu mechichos havin yadayim. But everyone holds the concept of yadayim work for gittin. So if it works for gittin, why wouldn't it work for kedushin? What's a papa shayla? Yadois work for divorce, why shouldn't they work for marriage? Vim toimar, umay komasafgali bi kedushin. What is Rav Papa suffering by kedushin? Ma'ishnami gittin the kulayama yesh yad kedemuchas sugin del elv loy pligi. They only argue l'biyad shenu moichiach. You ready for this? Maybe Yadayim only work by Gittin. You know why? Because we're very lenient by Gittin. Because Gittin needs an act. So since it needs an act, and without an act, so therefore, even a partial statement would work. But in our case, Kedushin doesn't need an act. You say, of course it does. You have to give her money. No, in this case, you gave both prutas to the other woman. So there's no act to this woman. This woman is actless. So the Ran says, Yeshama, the Shani get kivin the Ika Maisa, the Hainu Nesinas Haget Liyada. So then the act lends more power, let's say it the better. When you do an act, so then it's very indicative that your statement is a statement of Gittin. But in the case of Kedushin, you're giving the two coins to one lady. So there's no indication through your act what your words are saying. So maybe only by Gittin Yadayim work, because the act lends credibility and credence to the words you're saying. But there's no act in the case by Kedushin, because you gave both coins to one woman. Okay? That's sugya number one. Next Gemara. So this is a new topic, okay? Next topic. Is there a yad for peah? Is there a yad for peah? We know that you have to leave a corner of your field off for the aniyim. I want to tell you an amazing idea. This is out of this world, just on the subject of peah in general. You know, we know that there's one part of the Har HaBayis that was never destroyed, and that's the Kaisel HaMaravi, right? You know, historically, Kaisel HaMaravi is not a wall of the Beis HaMikdash. It's the retaining wall of the Temple Mount. People think this is the wall of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, let them think that. It happens not to be. It's the retaining wall of the Temple Mount, but it was never destroyed. What's the idea that the Western Wall was never destroyed? So the Rebbe of Rabbi Shaila of Karastir says an amazing idea. Avram Avinu called the Har HaBayis Har. Yitzchak called it Sadeh, Yaakov called it Bayis. But Yitzchak called it Sadeh, yeah? Now God keeps the Torah. So if the Beis HaMikdash is a field, He has to give us a Peah. So the Peah is the Har HaBayis, is the Kais HaMaravi. It's the Peah that God always leaves for the Jewish people. Anyway, so the question is, in order for something to be peah, it needs an oral declaration. You have to say, harezu peah, this is peah. But what if you say a handle? In other words, you said a partial statement, and do partial statements work by peah? Boira papa, yesh yad lepeah, yin yad lepeah. Do yadois, do handles work for peah? So Gemara says, hey, what's the case? Ilema de amar hadin ugya lavepeah. If you say this piece of land or patch should be peah, and then you say vahadin nami, and this patch also, then that's not a yad hahi peyam al yasi. That's an explicit statement. Ki kami boile. The question is, kagoyin de amar vihadein. You said this piece should be peya and this. V'loy amar nami. And you didn't say, and this also. Mai, what do you mean? Look in the Ran. The Ran says, boira papa, third wide line. Yesh yad la peya kaloyma imtim soloyma kedushin ein yad. If you want to say yadais don't work for kedushin, Deloy is gish l'nadarim, that Kedushin is not compared to Nadarim at all, klal. Peah de is gishmai. Peah, we're going to see, you can make the cases compared to Nadarim. So what's the case? If you said, hadin ugya, ugya is an aruga, is a row. Vikari le ugya, it's called the word ugya. Ugya usually means a ditch. Al shem charit sha'oisin svivas aruga. Usually the way you make fields is, you make ditches around the mound. Milashan ugiyos ligafanim b'mayikatan. Meklal di amar to have a sadeh. Okay, comes the Gemara. The Gemara says something very interesting, something a little bit difficult. And the Gemara says, well, what's the case over here? You said this piece should be peah and this. Now the first piece, did it have a big enough shear to be considered peah? It had to have, because if it didn't have, obviously when you said vedein and this, you meant to add the other piece, otherwise the first piece is meaningless. In other words, that first piece of peah you separated. Does it meet the halachic requirements in size or not? If it doesn't, then obviously when you say, and this, you're adding to the first piece just to make it effective. So it must be, the first piece was a qualified peah. And look in the that implies, says Gemara, Meklal dechi amar sadeh kula, to have a peah, that implies if you say my whole field should be peah, have your peah. It's effective. Now, how is it mashma that even if you say your whole field should be peah, it's effective? The Ran says Meklal di amar to have a sadeh kula peah, have a kula peah. Devade rapapa b'chai gavim komi b'ayle. Rapapa definitely was talking about such a case. Debahahi ogya kamaisa, that even if in the first ditch, ika shiura, there is the requisite shir apea, otherwise, di ilai, otherwise, afilam tim saloima in ya lapea, even if yadus don't work for pea, this would work, pea mal yasahi, this would be an effective pea. Devade, certainly, kivan shehizchalasa's pea, once you began to make pea, when you said, and this, you meant that it should be added to the first offering, just so that it should be effective. Ki amar v'hadein, when you said, and this, l'gamra niskavin, you definitely were, you intended to complete it, so it must be the first patch had the shear of peah. And even in a case where the whole field is peah, even if you're making the whole field peah, l'vadai, kivan de'ika shear peah b'kamaisa, since there's a shear of peah in the first piece, mi boile, we have a question. So the Gemara says, yeah, no problem. It's true. If you make your whole field peah, it's effective. In V'hatanya, we learned in a brisa, minayin shemroit zelasis kol sadeo peah. He said, how do you know if you want to make your whole field peah, you could? Tamen loimer pa'as sadecha, the corner of your field, that your whole field could be peah. So now back to the ranch, back to the question, are there yadois for peah? Mi amrinon, do we say, kivan de iskash lekarbanois? Since peah is compared to karbanos, ma karbanos yesh lahem yad, just like karbanos have a yad, af peah yesh la yad, peah would also have handles. Or do we say no? Peah is only compared to karbanos that you're, if you delay it, you're over baal ta'achar. Dilma ki iskish la baal ta'achar with the iskish. Maybe they're only compared that if you delay peah, you're over the lav of baal ta'achar, delaying, just like when you delay a carbon. But it's not compared regarding other halachos, namely, it's not compared regarding yadais. So the Ran asks, what do you mean maybe it's only compared for baal ta'achar? There's a well-known rule, ein hekish lemechsa. So the Ran says, here it might be different. Because even though you don't make a hekesh part way, as we're going to see, the comparison between peah and carbon, it never really says peah explicitly. So since it's a very weak hekesh, this type of hekesh, where we're comparing not explicit peah to karbanos, but karbanos to a veiled reference to peah, regarding that kind of hekesh, you could say maybe it's only compared for baal ta'achar and not for other things. Okay? And next week we'll learn what exactly is the hekesh between karbanos and peah. And that's all. That's Vav Amud Beis for you. Good? How could the woman be a shliach for another woman without being made a shliach? Gave her two putas, so therefore maybe she's supposed to go from there. Good question. Because normally we say that you can't be zoiche in kedushin for someone because kedushin is not necessarily a zuchus, you know. Zochin la adam shloi befana, but not every woman's going to say it's a zuchus to be married. Right? She could say... Now the Ran adds, "V'chi amra denichala have a mekudeshes." When she says, "Yeah, she's pleased with it," and she's revealing that it is a zuchus, it works. But the thing is, at the time, well, the way zechia works, it's anan sadi. She would have made a shliach. Well, just because she made the woman a shliach, but he's the one who has to make the statement.
He has to make her a shliach, not her.
No. she's a shliach to be mekabel the kedushin. The answer is because he didn't do an act to the second woman.
Of course, he only has to give one pusa. He did an extra act to give the second pusa.
Maybe he gave. Question: when you married your wife, you get the ring was worth one pruta.
I believe
a little bit more, no?
Yeah.
So he gave the first woman two prutas. But he never did an act. Now,
why is that not a my kedushin? The second woman. I don't understand. If she's a shliach, she did a my kedushin. The second woman.
No, it wasn't. The act wasn't to the second woman. We have the act was to the first woman. By Gittin, where he did an act to the second woman. That act gives us interpretation in his words. But when it comes to Kedushin, he didn't act at all toward the second one. It's very possible. He gave the first one two prutas. What?
The thing is, it's not even a yad because it's an act. Let me be clear.
No, it is a yad. No, listen carefully. It is a yad. The question, though, is maybe the institution of Yadois don't work. Aya works by Gittin. That's because the act that he did to the woman gives us, puts into context what his words mean. Because he handed something to this woman, so now we say the words he said are interpreted as Hariya Megureshes, but he never did an act to this woman. So you say, well then how is he married? Because we could say, based on the words, that the extra pruta he gave to the first one was for the second one, and the first one was acting as a shliach for the second one. Again, she never asked her to accept it for her. She becomes a shliach. Okay. No, we're not proving. We're asking.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.